Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, okay.
KUTX.
Hey everybody, this is Bayonne, aka Roger Sellers, as a lot of you might know me here in Austin. I'm here to do a guest DJ set for you for the next hour. You're listening to My KUTX right now. My new record, Drastic Measures, just came out yesterday. So I'm going to start out with a song by one of my favorite artists, Y-Oak. I've been listening to them for probably the last, 4 or 5 years, and they've just been one of my favorites. And this is the first song off of their record, Shriek, which is definitely an all-time best record for me. It's one of those records where you can listen to it over and over again, and at one point, each song was one of my favorite songs. And as of right now, this is my favorite one, so hope you dig it. Thank you. That was Why Oak Before off their record Shriek, which again is one of my favorite records of all time. This next song is by a Scottish composer, musician. His name is C. Duncan. And I kind of just recently discovered this record, but it's really, really good. And this is another one of those intro songs that just kind of sets up the whole record for you. But yeah, the whole record called Architect is something that I would really recommend if you're looking for new music. Check it out. That is such a good ending to such a good song. I always like it when songs kind of end not just from a fade out or from an abrupt ending. It actually does something a little interesting there. He has kind of a little vocal cut thing there that he does. So this next song is by a Chicago band I've been listening to for years. But this is one of their newer songs called Fall Apart. And it's just such a fun, like energetic, just really addicting song to me. Like, once I listened to it, I don't know, maybe a month and a half ago, I just, like, can't stop listening to it. The whole record's pretty good, but this one is definitely the highlight for me. It's called Fall Apart by Maps and Atlases.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night with an image from a dream that seems like a parasite. And it seems to me the fear in me might be so much alive. We both try not to scatter when we see the light.
That was Chicago band Maps and Atlases with the song Fall Apart, one of my favorite recent discoveries. Just a reminder, this is Bayonne, aka Roger Sellers, for a lot of the Austin friends out there. I've been playing in Austin for the last, I don't know, close to 10 years. If you're interested, I just put out a record called Drastic Measures yesterday. You can check it out on Spotify or any of the streaming services out there. So this next song is by Animal Collective, which has been just one of my favorite bands for, I don't know, 10 to 15 years, I suppose. Probably closer to 15 now. And they kind of introduced me to a lot of kind of much weirder stuff when I was much younger. They just really opened my mind and expanded what I wanted to do musically. And it's not for everybody, But it is for a lot of the people that I hang around with all the time. One interesting thing about this song is that there's a sample in it. In the second half, you'll hear this guy's voice, and it's actually a Grateful Dead sample. And I think it was the first ever Grateful Dead, like cleared Grateful Dead sample ever, which is just really crazy and strange the way that they used it. So the song's called What Would I Want Sky by Animal Collective.
Oh.
There's another creative ending to a song that I really like. That song's called What Would I Want Sky by Animal Collective, one of my favorite bands ever. This next song is called Tunnels in the Air by Lewis Cole and Thundercat. It's not really a song that is super duper inspiring to me. It's just really fun, kind of ridiculous. The guy is obviously a musical prodigy, but I love how much of a sense of humor he incorporates into his music. And Thundercat on vocals here, which, you know, you just gotta love Thundercat. I remember playing a show with him in Dallas like 3 or 4 years ago. And I know it was just such a good show, and he was just such a really, really nice guy and just really funny character. Like, I remember hanging out with him after the show, and his eyes were just like glazed. And just, I don't know, it was just a really fun time. Super nice guy. So the song's called Tunnels in the Air by Lewis Cole featuring Thundercat. Hope everybody enjoyed that hilarious key change there in the middle there. That was Tunnels in the Air by Lewis Cole and Thundercat. So this next song is probably one of my most listened to songs when I'm on the road, or just traveling in general. This is one of my favorite records of the last, you know, 10 years. And I remember when I first discovered it, I was on the road. And I just listened to the record over and over again. I think it was traveling, I was in New Mexico at the time, and we were just going through the mountains in like northwest New Mexico. And I just listened to this one song specifically over and over again because it just blew my mind. It just kind of like zones you out. This entire record kind of zones you out, but it's perfect for really long drives. And the production on this record is so good, and you can hear it in this song especially. I mean, everything is just so clean and just right there in front of you. Like the acoustic guitars that you'll hear, I think in the choruses, are just like so perfectly recorded. And I just don't know how people do that. It's just something I've always like wanted to be able to do, is get something like so perfectly placed and clean. But yeah, this is called Universal Traveler by Air.
Wonderful, universal traveler.
Just a reminder, you're listening to MyKUTX. This is Bayonne, your guest DJ for the hour. That was Air, Universal Traveler. I'm going to go back quite a bit now. So this band and this musician, Ben Folds, Ben Folds 5, whatever you want to call it, has been, I guess, was a just a really huge part of my musical journey, I suppose. In my early teen years, I listened to him over and over and over again, and he basically taught me how to play the piano. I remember going to a couple of his concerts with, you know, I was so young, my parents had to take me. And it was kind of the first music that I found myself. It didn't really come from my parents or from anything like that or from family. It came from something that I really loved. My sister definitely helped me get into that kind of stuff too, but I guess what I mean is it wasn't for my parents. You know, it was my own thing that I felt like, you know, I was enjoying without the help of the parents. So yeah, this song is probably my favorite Ben Folds 5 record. It's way darker than any of their other stuff, and it was their last record. I don't think it ended up getting like great reviews, but the record itself is super good. And this song is called Don't Change Your Plans.
Sometimes I get the feeling that I won't be on this planet for very long. I really like it here, I'm quite attached to it, I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, Ben Folds 5. I gotta hand it to them. When I was in my early teens, I literally just wanted to be Ben Folds. So going back as well, when I was a little bit older, I guess probably when I was around 14 or 15, I started listening to Pinback, which was kind of a strange band to listen to, I guess. It was a little bit out there. It wasn't very mainstream, kind of easy listening almost. But I've been listening to them ever since, and they're still probably my favorite band. I remember going to one of their concerts when I was like 15 years old. Actually, it was at Emo's, the old Emo's, and I didn't even live in Austin. My sister and I drove all the way from Houston to go see them at Emo's, and I got to meet Rob Crow and all that. It was just such a special night for me. What I love about their music is Rob Crow's ear for melody. Like, there's always a beautiful melody in every single Pinback song, basically, and just the instrumentation as well, the way that Zach plays the bass and how melodic he is with it. It's almost as if every single instrument is being used for presenting a melody. And you'll see what I mean in this song. This one's called This Red Book by Pinback.
I found
That was Pinback. The song was called This Red Book. So the next era, I guess, of music that I became obsessed with was shortly after my Pinback obsession. I got into the Flaming Lips for years. I'd say anywhere from like the age of 18 through 25. I had a pretty consistent obsession with them. You know, they had a lot of good records, but my favorite one by far is Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. And yeah, they really helped me a lot start to like have my own mind, I guess. Their music was really out there as well. And you know, they were really brave. They kind of did whatever they wanted at a very strange time for music. And so yeah, that just really inspired me a lot. So this song is, I think it's the third or the fourth track off of the record Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, and it's called In the Morning of the Magicians by the Flaming Lips.
The universe.
This is Bayonne. I'm wrapping up my hour as the guest DJ here at my KUTX. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for letting me share some of the weird music I've been listening to in the last 10, 15 years. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're interested, I just put out a record called Drastic Measures yesterday. You can check it out on Spotify or any of the streaming services out there. You could follow me on Instagram at Bayonne Music. I got a Twitter at Bayonne, or you could just do the whole BayonneMusic.com thing if you're into that. I'm going to end this off with one of my favorite musicians, composers of all time, Sufjan Stevens. This is a really old song, but it really encapsulates what he does and what he's done for me musically throughout, you know, the last 15 years. His use of minimalism has really inspired me. His production techniques, his ear for melody, basically everything he does is pretty gold. So this song is called They Also Mourn Who Do Not Wear Black, and it's by Sufjan Stevens. Thank you guys again so much.